Ray Gustafson. Would you look at that?
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show, and time now for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation and planning and strategies and a whole lot more. And right here on the Moody of the Morning Show. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. It's nice to have some sunshine and warmth for a change, isn't it?
It sure is. It's good seeing your smiling face as well.
Happy to be here and happy to have you. So tax, I'm sure you're great. And pretty broadly, yeah. Too, because tax season's finally over for you and the folks at Austin Tax and Financial. So let's talk a little bit about how things went for your business this year. It's always a busy time of year, so just how busy were you?
Well, it was a very busy year this year. We actually had another record year. We did well over 1,500 tax returns. Our tax practices continue to grow each and every year, and we see a lot of that growth, I think, comes from some of the marketing that we do. We have that $89 special for mm-hmm. first-time clients. But more so than that, it's the referrals that we see. We had a lot of referrals. We had well over 200 new clients come in this year, and a good percentage of those were from people that were referred. So that we always like to track where those people are coming from, and, sure. and anytime we have a new person come in. And what we find a lot of times, there are multiple ways that people hear about us. We have people that have been getting that coupon in the mail from us for many years and finally decided to call.
Yeah, and they go, this is getting too complicated. I need your help.
Well, and sometimes people are a little apprehensive because the price is pretty reasonable,
yeah.
to say the least. But but in addition to that, when it comes to taxes, you know, it's personal information. You want to get it done right. People still have an apprehension. I mean, so we find out, we hear from people that they may have heard our ad on the radio. They may have heard me talking with you here. And then a lot of times maybe somebody else mentioned our name or we refer to us. But so it's a lot of times it's more than one contact of reference that people have when they come in. Yep. So that's always good for us to hear. We live in a small community and our reputation, our name is very important to us. So the referrals are very important to our work and what we do on both sides of our business. We have a great staff. I mean, we have four different tax preparers. We've got, you know, Pam and Lila work in the office and, you know, administrate people in and out, prepare the returns ready for me to meet with people. And I sit down with, I don't have time to sit down with everybody that comes in the office, but a good percentage of the people I sit down with. And I think people really appreciate that because one thing we hear a lot of times is that people drop their returns off from the prior tax preparer. And they may not hear from them for weeks, and then yeah. they just pick them up. And that's one of the biggest things we hear, that they appreciate being able to sit down.
The personal touch.
And the personal touch and be able to talk to somebody and understand a little bit more about their tax return and, you know, why these numbers say what they may say. So all of those things, it was a really good 2.5 months. It's good that it's kind of come to an end and the dust is cleared and you kind of get back to a normal schedule. So It was a really good tax season, though.
Well, you know, you talk a lot on the show about taxes and money and how you're able to combine financial and tax advice to benefit all of your clients. So how specifically can that apply during tax season when you're spending much of your time on the tax side of the business?
Well, yeah, of course, we still have to meet with our financial clients. We don't stop that. It has to be a little more strategic about setting those appointments because I'm constantly meeting with people and going over their returns and signing right. the documents. But what it allows us to do is a lot of times as we review over the return or people have questions, we can look at things or identify things that maybe they haven't thought about. And probably the number one thing that we see with people, at least, especially people that have just started Social Security, which we talk a lot about on the show,
yeah.
is people come in and they file their taxes and they had been working and they're used to getting refunds. People are used to the norm.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they owe money and they
Wait
don't
understand. Wait a minute.
it looks like you just started Social Security. Did they ask you about if you wanted to withhold? Well, I didn't think that was taxable. Well, your husband is still working, so you have this income that is creating tax on your Social Security. And they usually will never ask you at the Social Security Administration if you want taxes withheld. You have to voluntarily suggest that. Mm-hmm. And so Social Security is taxed based on other income. So there's a lot of different things that may precipitate that. It may be a large withdrawal from an IRA or a 401k. but it's all based on the other income that you have as far as tax and Social Security. So a lot of times we're able to help identify that up front if we know that they're going to start Social Security and have that conversation ahead of time. IRA contributions, a lot of time we're able to point out to people that will reduce their taxes, and those can be done up till April 15th. So sometimes that can be done, you know, right,
literally at the last minute. Yeah.
At the last minute right there. But one thing in particular this year was very interesting. This whole Affordable Care Act, you know, has been very confusing and very contagious for a lot of different people, because when you sign up on the Marketplace website, if you have the insurance through the government, you have to put in what your income is when you do that. And so for some people, it's very difficult to maybe predict that income. Other people, maybe more so. But we had multiple clients this year that came in, one in particular that was actually a new client that was referred to us. And when we did her original return, she was going to be owing $8,800, I believe it was,
wow,
on the federal. And she had done her tax return last year and owed a similar amount because of the fact that they had to draw some money out of a retirement account for whatever reason. And it put them way over the limit that they had put down in the marketplace for what the insurance was going to cost them, because that premium is based off of your income. So when you file your taxes, you either get a credit if you overestimate your income, but if you underestimate your income, then you have to pay back some, if not all, of that premium credit that they give you from the marketplace. So it's not the best system, the way that is set up. But so what we were able to do by simply taking and putting $3,000 into an IRA, we were able to get down below the limit that dropped her penalty from over $10,000 to only $2,000.
Wow.
So with a $3,000 IRA contribution, we were able to take an $8,600 debt that was going to be owed to getting back almost $2,000. I mean, so
that's a huge turnaround.
It was even surprising to me, because when you hit that threshold, the whole premium has to be repaid back. So you're paying a portion of it back, but when you hit a certain threshold, it goes all or nothing.
Man.
And so just $3,000 was able to save them almost $10,000. And we had several different other situations that were similar to that, which we were able to really help. And I can almost tell you that in the tax preparation business, a lot of people are just punching numbers and throwing things in there. And a lot of people probably wouldn't even known that that was possible to do that.
Yep.
So that was one instance where we were really able to make a difference in somebody's situation, and they were ecstatic when I explained to them, especially they were kind of thinking that they were going to be in the same situation as last year because they had done the same thing.
They're probably ready to take you to dinner now.
Well, they were very happy, believe me, but we try to look at those things outside of the box.
Yeah, for everybody
and not just punching numbers in, because there are things that you have to know. The other thing that they had as well was they had taken this money out for education purposes, and they were under 59.5, so it was an additional 10% penalty. So those things get coded as such. So if you just put it into the software, you're going to pay an additional 10%. We were able to exclude that because of the education part, and that saved them another $1,500. So those are the kind of things, the attention to detail and not just, you know, being a robot and punching things in to the system. And you know, obviously during tax season, we talk a lot about if people have questions about retirement, you know, and the things we talk about on the show, a lot of things we do that where, you know, money and taxes play together, and, you know, how we're able to help people transition from their working years into retirement. So people will have questions about that. And then a lot of times maybe we'll set an appointment down the road, you know, to discuss further about how we can help them, you know, with those situations and what that may look like for them in their future.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's the benefit of a guy like you who's working every day, looking at the tax law changes, how it all intertwines, and, you know, what money means to the bottom line.
And we got a lot of tax law change next year, and our software was able to actually show people injecting this year's return into next year. Now, there's going to be some differences because the withholding tables have been adjusted by the government.
Yep.
But overall, I would say 97-98% of the people that we were able to show that to were getting tax reductions. There's always a few that are caught in the middle there because they're reducing some of the itemized deductions that you can use on state and local taxes. But for the most part, people are, because of the reduction of the taxes, tax brackets, they're going to be seeing some tax reduction and more money in their pocket.
Yeah, I had several people who are clients of yours tell me, he gave me the big picture on what I need to look for next year. So
yeah.
It's always important.
Good.
Always important. All right, sir. How can folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, we're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. Our phone number is 429-1585. Or you can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We hope that professional is Tom Austin.